The Arlington Convention Center goes football all the way, September 11th. Brought to you by Norris, Autoflex Leasing, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5:10. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line out at Boston's Gourmet Pizza today, which is in Irving, MacArthur, and LBJ. If you'd like to come out here and join us, you might win a big screen from the Home Theater Design Group. If you can kick a line through the uprights back there and then win a drawing, you will come out of here with that. We also have a couple of tickets for tonight's Cowboys game to give away. And I understand some Ranger tickets are on the way. So we've got... Or is that dicey? Okay, well, anyway, just come out here and see.
What a busy sports night.
Yes, a huge sports night in front of us. But not too huge for e-news. And I understand we have a little bit more e-news to get to. And with that, here's Cobra.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, we're
hey,
here.
Hey, Hardline.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good.
Well, it seems that eBay has taken stooped to an all-time low, as there are over two dozen auction items from Britney Spears of used chewing gum, cigarette butts, a ticket stub from the place of a copy of a ticket stub from the place of finding and a personal story of procurement. Someone has posted gum, and it's selling for up to $25 a pop. And there's two dozen of them, and people are buying her used chewing gum, whether or not they believe it's real or not.
What an easy way that'd be to make money.
That's sick.
Just get four or five pieces of used chewing gum, put it up on eBay, and said, you know, you got it from Britney Spears.
There was supposed to be an original used gum, which was actually legitimate.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Now, Daddy could do that with cigarette butts that go out the window of the Dart.
Would you leave poor Danny alone and his cigarette butts? He can't help it.
Why does he deny it then?
Because he doesn't want to talk about it. God.
Is he getting mad?
Yes, he's getting mad. He doesn't like talking about it. He's flipping you off right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, I'm flipping him off, too.
He's uncomfortable with his talking of cigarettes because certain people are listening. Talk about what a good guy Paul Newman is. Isn't he pretty much the most philanthropic actor ever? Doesn't 100% of the profits from his spaghetti sauce go straight to charity?
In the salad dressing that Newman's own?
Yes.
Yeah, I've always heard it did.
Isn't it spaghetti sauce?
Salad dressing and popcorn?
Yeah.
I always heard it went to that, his, what was his son that died, Scott? The Scott Newman Foundation?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, earlier yesterday, he dressed up as a clown for a group of sick and disabled children. Just made a surprise guest appearance at this thing called Zippo Circus to entertain 300 young kids who were essentially dying.
At Jumbo's Clown Room?
No, not at a strip club in L.A.
Okay. Hey, now that Marlon Brando's dead, is he the biggest one still standing?
Newman?
Is he Hollywood's preeminent senior actor?
Nicholson, probably.
No, Paul Newman's a lot older than Jack Nicholson.
He's 79. What's Jack, 66?
I know he's not 79.
Is Laurence Olivier still alive?
No, he died years ago.
Oh. Buster Keaton?
I thought I was asking a legitimate question. Obviously,
yeah,
I was
go
mistaken.
Go ahead and throw Clark Gable out there. He's gone, too.
Obviously, I was mistaken. Forgive
me. Fred McMurray, gone.
Listen to what a good guy Newman is.
Jackie
though.
Gleason, out.
He dressed in a green bowler hat, an outsized bow tie, and a giant yellow clown shoes. He had a 10-minute slapstick routine, which also involved sitting in a large cream pie and dousing himself with his own spaghetti and spaghetti sauce. But he showed up to entertain these poor kids who were dying.
You know, you wonder why more celebrities don't do that. You guys saw the HBO special, right?
Yeah.
That one that Derek Jeter made that one kid's life.
Oh, my gosh.
Just don't understand why more athletes and celebrities and actors don't do that type of stuff. Because, I mean, you can literally change somebody's life.
I cannot wait.
Didn't you think that was... That you know what I'm talking about, don't you, Ron?
Yeah.
The kid that Derek Jeter did that for, whose dad was actually the captain that flew into the Pentagon.
Right.
That changed that kid's life forever. And how much effort did that take on Derek Jeter's part? Not much. Not much. And just, I don't know why they don't do that more.
Grego, I know you hate the Baldwins, and you say you'll never see a film of any of them.
I've pretty much held to that pretty close. That and Arquette's.
Well, they were, at one time, every single person in the Baldwin family were hardcore Democrats. Now Stephen Baldwin has switched over to the Republican Party.
He might not be welcome at the Sunday dinner table of the Baldwins.
And he has shown
up with his radical brother, who lied, by the way.
Saying that he'd move out?
Yeah. Said if Bush was elected, he'd move out of the country.
Well, Stephen is a born-again Christian, and he says his support for the Republican Party is less about politics and more about religion. He says, my desire to be at the Republican National Convention was this goal that I had to support the candidate that I believe has the most faith.
What's that supposed to be?
Jesus. He says that...
Uh-oh.
That Bush is... more faith-based than Kerry, or at least he assumes that. Didn't Kerry a Catholic?
I think so.
Didn't he, Mike?
I don't know. I think so.
Well, thanks for that reaffirmation.
I think guns are good.
Oh, that's man, great.
Mike, thanks. Mike's, you should be down at the GOP party, too.
Mike's stance on the NRA. Thank you for that.
Right. I've got a few others in there if you'd like to hear them.
No, well...
Daddy touched me there.
Oh, no, that makes you a Democrat.
Right.
Not necessarily. That can happen to Republicans, too. My sister's stinky box.
Mike?
Republican. Hardcore Republican right there.
No, not necessarily that type of...
Oh, back to Democrat.
Yes, Democrat.
You know, there's,
no,
there's,
not necessarily.
There's some drops right there, Ron, where we can clean up the Inco with.
Boy, they should
save a little bit of space with those right there.
What was that, Mike?
Dear God, but I'm horny.
Let me think about that one.
Democrat?
Yeah, I think so.
Democrats are horny.
There's no party foul.
Most Democrats are horny.
Off, bitch.
Oh,
that's
my.
Very Republican.
Yes.
bide me.
Also, Andre 3000 turned up. At the Republican National Convention.
Was Michelle with him?
Andre 3000, of course.
Yes, the 3000 family.
No one knows who that is.
We do.
Me and Mike do.
You're the only one.
We think it's funny, don't we, Danny?
I think it's hilarious.
We had a girl who worked up here whose name was Michelle 3000.
She still works on 16.
Yes,
yeah,
she
I know.
Does.
I know.
She used to be a web jammer.
And she's great. She's a great girl.
Merge.
No one knows what a web jammer is either.
Hey, they didn't know what they were when they worked there either.
I'm like totally going to the radio head show. That's how I talk.
He says that basically, he used to be an apathetic musician, apolitical musician. Now he is a voter registration activist because... As he says, this is my first vote ever. So that now makes him a voter registration activist, that being his first vote at the age of 29.
Mm-hmm.
This is Stephen Baldwin we're talking about?
No,
we're talking about Andre 3000.
Oh.
Michelle 3000's husband.
Wow.
Andre 3000.
From
Outkast. The genius
yes.
behind Outkast. Well, he and Big Boy Bryant. Bill Boy Bryant, whatever his name is.
Bill Boy Bryant was a wide receiver for the Longhorns in the early 80s.
Was he?
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to get hornsfans.com.
Oh, no kidding. We didn't know who Bill Boyd Bryant was.
He's moved on to
him. We know nothing about college football.
We did know who he is, so screw you, Horns fans.
Yeah, he's just moved on to a lucrative rap career.
Did you guys get any email from hornsfans.com yesterday?
Yep, and you know what it was for me?
Delete.
What were they saying? You don't know anything about college football?
I have no idea.
Oh, you didn't even...
He doesn't even read his email. What was your stance yesterday, unless it's from somebody that I know, or if it's gonna entertain me? Other than that, you just delete them?
Not necessarily.
I can't remember what your criteria was for that.
Not necessarily. I mean, most I will look at. Very few I will respond to unless I know you or you engage me in some meaningful way.
Most you just delete without reading.
Most of the responses that I do send out are one word or one sentence. No, I read them all.
Jackass.
I mean, I will look at all of them except those that on a day like yesterday when I know we pissed off the Horn fans.
Like increase your penis? You read those?
No, don't read those. Don't read increase your penis. Do you?
Yeah.
You open up everyone.
Everyone, and I reply to them.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm, and I say yes.
Please help my girth. Can you send me more hot farm action, please? Who opens those? Who opens hot farm action? Or...
I also need cheap Viagra.
Or...
So I can get that newly enlarged thing going.
Newly enlarged what?
Well, because I opened those emails, I've increased my size.
What about, like, the ones that combine the two? Like, copy DVDs with a hot farm-raised co-ed or something like that, you know? They're all so stupid. Who opens those?
Oh, man.
Hey, they send out millions. All they got to do is have one person open it up and buy it, and it probably pays for itself.
God. All right, are we ready for Fun with Real Audio?
Yep.
It is time for the return of Young Robot Grego. Shut up. Robot Grego, of course, we haven't played it in about 3 months. But we haven't at all. We've taken a hiatus. We've been on vacation, Mike. We've been at Cowboys camp. We've had a lot of things going on. So to remind everybody what Robot Grego is, it's when he inexplicably slips into monotone robot voice when the rest of his sentence is just normal, happy Grego fun time speak. So here's a perfect example.
Whip?
Eight!
Yeah. You know what?
Good.
You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Fry Street. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police chief ought to get rid of this. Fry Street.
There is the Uber example.
Fry Street.
Of Robot Grego. You know, I don't think we've ever had one that good. Have we, Mike?
That is the alpha male of Robot Grego.
Fry Street.
Is that the Sopranos of Robot Grego?
It is.
What are you eating?
Watermelon.
God.
Can you stop?
No.
So disrespectful to the listener.
It really is.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, let's begin. Psycho, go ahead and roll them in whatever order you have them, and let's see if we can pick out our own little Robot Grego.
The outfield was Stargell, Clemente, May, Alou.
Well, Al Oliver's got to be in there somewhere.
71?
Yeah.
He was in charge of valet parking. Oh, dear.
Okay, then Stargell played first, and Al Oliver played left.
Dude, that ain't cool.
Al Oliver might have played center.
We're listening to continuous coverage of the Pittsburgh Pirates lineup card circa 1974.
Bob, can you pull that up?
What?
Could you detect it?
Yep. Bob, can you pull that up?
Hear it by itself.
Bob, can you pull that up?
Pretty robotic.
Kind of
marginal.
It's in the upper register, though. It's not monotone like a true robot.
Right.
It just sounds like a request, like he's leaning over at
Bob, can you pull that up?
Right.
Bob, can you pull that up?
Right. It's not monotone enough for the real Fry Street robot.
And
Greg,
we're not saying that these make the Robot Hall of Fame. We're just submitting these.
All right, go again.
Then he says Colin hearing is getting very good. So we're looking forward to seeing what he's got.
You need me to come down and work the door for you? Let me come down and work the door for you.
All right, so he didn't get a response from the first question.
Right.
You need me to go down there and work the door for you. So in order to make it more effective, he slips into robot voice. Play the original.
They're kind of double robot-y.
Then he says Colin hearing is getting very big. So we're looking forward to seeing what he's got.
You need me to come down and work the door for you? Let me come down and work the door for you. Let me come down and work the door for you.
That's very tired, Robot Grego.
That's more like... Yeah, I mean, we need some emphatic Robot Grego.
That was disinterested.
Robot Grego. We need emphatic Robot Grego.
Was that disinterested Grego more than anything?
Might have been.
Say it again.
Let me come down and work the door for you.
Like, I really don't want to do it, but I will.
It's definitely, yeah. Why are you asking if you don't want to do it?
Let me come down and work the door for you.
All right, continue.
The plan is to start at 11:30, and we hope you'll come out and see the band if you haven't already. If you've been wanting to, that'll be your next opportunity. We'll be starting at 11:30, and prior to us, the band Gene Loves Jezebel will be playing.
Find out about them?
I still don't know that song.
Pretty good.
Play that.
Find out about them?
The plan is to start at 11:30, and we hope you'll come out and see the band if you haven't already. If you've been wanting to, that'll be your next opportunity. We'll be starting at 11:30, and prior to us, the band Gene Loves Jezebel will be playing.
Find out about them?
I still don't know that song.
Boy,
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Find out about them?
Find out about them?
Now, there's one that is suddenly missing.
We'll find it, and we'll do it next time.
I don't know how that just... It was far away the best one. Is it not on there, Psycho? 73515?
No.
That is it. That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and play that.
Tomorrow night at Bass Hall, Kenny Rogers.
What?
What, are you letting him have the night off?
Damn it, Danny, that was my line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did he say? I didn't hear
him. Runners let him have the night off.
Is that what you wanted?
Whoa.
That was emphatic.
One more time.
Tomorrow night at Bass Hall, Kenny Rogers.
What?
What, are you letting him have the night off?
Damn it, Danny, that was my line.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
Runners let him have the night off.
Nice.
Runners let him have the night off.
That's kind of dirty because you were sick, it sounded like that.
Yep.
All right, and this is just a funny piece of audio.
I don't think anybody else thought this was funny but us.
No, this isn't Robot Grego. It's just a funny piece of audio because you're rambling about your high-mindedness of what you like and what you don't like, and then you throw this out.
So anyway, I heard that, you know, I'm a big fan of the Munsters. Not really sure why that's funny, but I'll go ahead and say it again. I'm a big fan of the Munsters. Love that show.
I know.
It just sounds like it'll be a funny drop one day. I'm a big fan of the Munsters. Play it by itself.
I'm a big fan of the Munsters.
Is that funny? I don't know.
Yeah, that was funny.
I'm a big fan of the Munsters.
That's the second one. The first one's more funny, the long one.
Right.
The first one cracked everybody up.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So anyway, I heard that, you know, I'm a big fan of the Munsters.
Oh, dear.
I'm a big fan of the Munsters. Runners let him have the night off.
All right, Greg, is your crotch sore?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. What can he do? Find out about them?
Well, if the Torrey Hunter three-run homer was not the catastrophic moment, what about last night? How does that rate in the realm of catastrophic moments? We'll talk about that next here on The Ticket.